How do you know if you would make a great life coach? Let's talk about it. I am going to give you 7 signs that you may just in fact have exactly what it takes to become a successful certified coach. If we haven't met before, my name is Liv Chapman. I'm the host of the Six Figure Certified podcast. And at my school, IGC Coaching School, we have been training and certifying ICF credentialed coaches for almost 12 years now. And there are 7 signs, there may be more, but these are the top 7 that nearly every single successful coach that we have ever trained, who has ever graduated from our course, has in common. And I'm going to give those all to you today. I want to jump right into it, but I want to say one thing first and foremost. I believe that there's a lot of noise and a lot of distraction in the coaching industry, and it can get very confusing on what you should do to start and where you should begin. But there is nothing that beats being naturally skilled at helping people as the foundation. It doesn't matter how many followers you have. It doesn't matter if you have a fancy website at first. It doesn't matter if you have, you know, a huge social media presence, or you're pumping out loads and loads of really perfect content. That is not the starting point for a coaching business. Coaching is a skill that you learn. And there are people, which I'm going to give you some of the signs that you're one of those people, that are naturally very good at it. And with a little bit of training, a little bit of education, some skill building around coaching, you can have an extremely lucrative career, an impactful career, and probably a much more joyful life because you're doing something that you're naturally great at. Just like in any other career, there is some skill building and training, and there's a learning curve. I know when I quit my teaching job to become a coach, I had to learn how to coach. I had to learn how to run a business. I was naturally gifted at helping people, and I was naturally interested in coaching, but I didn't know if I was going to be good at it right away. And I knew I wasn't going to be good at it without any type of learning. However, I'm going to tell you about these qualities. Okay. The number one sign that you are already going, you're on the right track towards becoming a successful coach, is that people are already coming to you. People are already coming to you for advice. Maybe you're the one in the friend group that everyone leans on. Maybe people are coming to you because they're going through a hard life transition, or they need your feedback, or they need your thoughtful insight, or they just need space to be heard. So you're a good listener. People are often coming to you if they've gone through a breakup, or they want to go through a job change, or they need someone to give it to them straight. And they don't want to be someone who kind of sugarcoats things and lets them off the hook. They want the truth. And they come to you. So if you are already this person in people's lives, that is an absolute sign that you would make a great coach. People are naturally attracted to you. I also say this is like the person who you get in an Uber, or you get in a cab, or you get in an airplane, and then like all of a sudden you know the person next to you or the person in the car with you's entire life story. Top tier natural coach trait. All right. Sign number 2, you're very interested, almost fascinated, almost enamored. This was like me when I was young, still like this to a degree, but you're really obsessed with like self-help or growth, personal development. I remember being a kid and going to Barnes and Noble. My parents would drop us off at the mall, but we'd only be allowed to stay in the bookstore because there was a payphone in there. And I would just like camp out in the self-help section. I learned meditation. I learned a lot about astrology. I learned a lot about like question. One of my first books I got there was like a strengths finder type book. I learned so much. And I think that really set me on this path of like, oh my God, you can change your life. So if this is you, if you're constantly like buying the latest self-help book or personal growth book, and you're really interested in it, and you have people, you know, around you maybe that you know they could grow and they're not, and you're almost like frustrated by that because you're like, I know you can do this. I know growth is possible. I do it. I've seen it. That's a really good sign. I don't know how else to say it, but it's almost like you're just fascinated by the ability to grow and change as a human. Number 3, you care more about people than being right. So you're often the one, and it's going to be controversial, but you're often the one that can see both sides of things. You are an empathetic person. You really care about people, and it makes it easy for you to listen, to understand, rather than to judge or to be right or to respond. So it's like you don't have to win inside of every conversation, but you want the person to win. You want the person to be heard or seen or feel like they have accomplished something through having a conversation with you versus you feeling this need to like win or be right. And that is a whole personality type. And I think sometimes can be a little controversial because you're like, you're not Switzerland. You do have opinions, but your real point and the real thing that makes you the most alive or makes you feel the most gratified in situations like that is where everyone feels like they're winning when they walk away and people do feel like they've been seen or they've been heard because you genuinely care about people and the experience that they have with you. All right, sign number four, don't do this in dating, but if you are always seeing the potential in people, this is also like my teachers. This is also my social workers, right? This is where I feel like a huge part of my story comes. Like, I spent years in education and I spent so much time with people, and it didn't matter where they were coming from. It's like I could still see the potential they had and their ability to grow. And I was the one person often in some of their lives that would like listen to their big dreams and tell them that they were unstoppable. And I still feel this way with people. Like, you are never too stuck. You are never too old. You are never too, it's never too late. If you have a vision or a dream on your heart, I believe, personally, I believe that God wouldn't put it on your heart if it wasn't meant for you. But no matter what, if you have that vision, it's not going anywhere. And I see the potential in people to a really powerful degree where I just feel compelled to tell them and compelled to listen to their story and compelled to let them know that their potential and their vision and what they're here for is worth it. It's worth going all in on. All right. So if you are that type and you just see the potential in people, major key. All right. Number five, you don't feel the need to fix people. While you see their potential, while you're great at listening, you're the one that everyone comes to, you don't feel like it's your job to fix the person because you know they're not broken. You can see problems, you can see breakdowns, you can see areas of improvement. But there's not much of you that says like, ooh, this person's too far gone, or this person is way too broken to be fixed, right? Because you're not in the business of fixing people. You're in the business of empowering people to change. And that's what motivates you. You can't cure every person's problems or fix every person's problems, but can you inspire them, empower them, help them see what's possible within themselves? This one is a little bit harder and I think also surprises people a little bit, but fixing people is not what coaches do. And I think there's part of people that might think like, oh, but I do want to fix people. But do you really think people are broken? And what I find is that most natural coaches are like, no.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
I just think that if they made a couple changes or learned how to make decisions more for themselves or that respected their boundaries or that moved them towards their goals, they would experience a way different reality. So that's what I'm trying to say here. Like, it's not about fixing people. It's about helping them grow. And at the end of the day, I want you to remember this too, that coaching is not about telling people what to do. It's about asking great questions that really inspire our clients, our coaching clients, to come up with their own answers and to make powerful, good choices for themselves. All right. Sign number six, you're looking for more than just like another job, another position somewhere else. You're looking for meaning. You're looking for purpose. You're looking to have deep connected relationships, conversations with your clients. In coaching, they're not just like clients passing in the night. They're not popping into your store and you never see them again. Coaching packages are typically sold in a minimum of 90 days worth of coaching. You're in a relationship with your clients, obviously not a romantic relationship or anything, don't be weird, but you guys are in a coach-client relationship that is growing and building over time. So this isn't about just like finding another 9-to-5 that'll pay the bills, because you can't just like half be in a coaching session with your client. You're all in. And your spirit has to be all in, your vibe has to be all in, your energy has to be all into the conversation and to the coaching and to their goals that they're there for. So it's not just something you can kind of robot your way out of, right? This is why I don't believe that AI can ever replace the human connection available inside of a real coaching relationship, because like I just said, it is a relationship. And the reality is, most people don't get into coaching because they hate people. Like, that is the opposite. Like, if you're one of those people that's like, oh, I just hate people, you're probably not going to want to do this, because it requires you to really talk to people, really understand people, really listen to people, really support people. Most people come into coaching because they just want to help people in a different capacity that maybe is not allowed or not available to them in the traditional career that they're in. Like, teaching was my gateway drug into coaching. All right. Like, I loved it. I loved teaching. I just wanted to teach other things besides standardized testing, which I still to this day think is not worth anyone's time. And I didn't know how to do that because I hadn't seen it before. Right. And so now I'm able to teach inside of IGC coaching school and empower people and help people learn skills that are actually going to change their lives. And so I didn't go into coaching because I hated helping people. I went into coaching because I loved helping people so much, but I wanted it to be in a more powerful and impactful way. And I was very much restricted from teaching the concepts that I felt were actually going to change some of these kids' lives while being in a public school classroom. And let's get into sign number 7. You are actually a person who is willing to learn and grow themselves. I think most people, especially who have been perusing the internet looking for coaching information and advice, just think that like, okay, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to call myself a coach and now I'm going to be a coach. Great coaches, yes, they have natural qualities, all of which that I just mentioned. This is a profession. It's a career. So they also have to be willing to learn and to grow and to invest their time, their money, their energy into building the skill and learning how to do coaching with excellence. So sign number 7 is you do have to be a natural learner. You have to love learning. You have, just like the other one, like you have to love growing. Growing a coaching business is not a get-rich-quick thing. It is a skill. Coaching is a skill-based profession. And those who do really, really well take all of these natural gifts and they build their coaching skills with those in mind. And then they sell their coaching packages with much more ease because they are these natural helpers. They are the people that are great listeners. They are willing to learn. They love growth. They're fascinated by the human experience. They don't believe that humans are broken, but that they are powerful beings that just need a little bit of coaching to get back on the right track and completely change their lives. So yes, you absolutely must be into learning and professional development and growth. That is how you build a sustainable career, just like any other career field. There's learning, there's skill development, there's professional development as you go and grow. And that is absolutely an important key indicator that you're going to absolutely be great at this. So those are my top 7 signs. Those are every successful student that I have ever graduated was, let's go back to the top, baby, just a quick refresh. People are already coming to them for help. They're fascinated by personal development and growth. They care more about people than about being right, meaning it doesn't have to be their way or the highway. They want all people. Again, this is that empathy one. They want people to be successful. They care for people. They want to see people get out of tough situations and change their life. That genuinely makes them happy. Sign number 4, they see the potential. It doesn't matter like where you started from or where you've been. You can change your life and you can grow and you can evolve and you can develop yourself as a human. There is no limits to this, age, income, nothing. Number five, it is not about fixing people. You do not believe that all people are broken and need to be fixed. You believe that given the right tools and resources and support, anyone can change. Anyone can grow and become a better version of themselves. Number six, you are not thinking about this as just another random job. If you wanted another random job, there's a lot easier ones than this. But you are looking for meaning. You are looking for purpose. You are looking to actually create relationships with people and help them change their life, whether it's through one-on-one coaching or retreats or group programs or digital courses or speaking on a stage. You want to have impact, and you know that impact requires relationship. And number seven, you are willing to learn. You are willing to grow as a person. It's not just about, oh, my client should be growing. My client needs to do a personal development. You are also a learner. You're a natural learner, and you just want to get all of the knowledge you can to improve your own life, to be the best you can be, and pass that on to people that then will start working with you. I have met incredible people over the years, and I have to say, if you've got these seven, you are probably one of those incredible people. You would probably make an excellent coach. And if it's something that's been on your mind, I want to invite you to check out our free training, innerglowcircle.com/training. It walks you through even more of the actual steps you can take to become a certified coach. What does it actually take to get certified? What does it actually take to build credibility? And what does it actually take to get clients? So check that out if you want to take the next step. And if you believe I missed anything, let me know in the comments. I hope you found this helpful. Please like and subscribe. And if you are listening on Apple or Spotify, please leave us a review and tell me what you got out of this episode. I will see you next time. Happy coaching. I hope to see you in class soon.